Yes, cover. Camper Van Beethoven. Did that one back in the day. I'm bringing it back. It didn't ever really go away.
It didn't. So the next song that we're going to do actually came out today on Red and Red Records. It's its first day. It's its birthday.
It is.
Yay! So you can check out our Bandcamp page. You can get your own very own copy. Prepare yourself. It's going to be amazing.
And speaking of birthdays.
Yeah?
The song that will precede this one, because we have two more songs, and then we're going to wrap it up. But we're going to do the aforementioned Hey Compromise. But it's the one-year-old anniversary of our closing number. Isn't that funny how that worked out?
It is funny.
All right. So without further ado. I start this one. This is called Hey Compromise. You want to run away, but we're running out of time. You can't turn back the clock. Why won't you make up your mind?
Headphones. I can't imagine how anyone would want to hear less of me in their
headphones. That was something I could ask for in this arrangement.
Yeah, you can ask. If you don't ask, you don't get. That's what I often say. It really is. Can we have second dessert? Oh, I never thought about having second dessert. Well, now that I've asked, can we have second dessert, please?
How about second dinner?
No.
Like Kevin in the office.
That's not worth it. Second dessert is totally worth it. You can squeeze in one small little dish of ice cream, sure.
Wow, now you're making me hungry. We're working up an appetite, working up a sweat in this lovely studio. A masterful job of sound by Joel. Thank you so much.
Woo. Yes, thank you, Joel.
Totally psyched. So glad we got to play. We are playing later this month. We'll talk about it in the interview, but we have a gigs coming up. We have a record coming out. And we're going to end our set with a song that came out 1 year ago today, a video produced by our lovely friend Allison Tannehaus. And if you check it out, that would be great. But it's a song called In the Padlocked Night, and this is our final song. We're Cold Expectations, and thanks for tuning in. All right, Mike starts it off.
Lies. And thank you, Cold Expectations. We'll talk to them in a little bit. But in the meantime, here's some little Billy Lost. 91.5 WMFO.
John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing, and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
Simple says you know so well.
91.5 WMFO, that's the business of broken dreams from Gretchen Shea in the middle eight. Yes. And we have some cold expectations in here.
Hey.
Hi.
Sorry, cold expectations, hello. Not some cold expectations.
This is the extent of it, although the band has shrunk over the years, but this is the power trio, as I like to call it.
Yes.
Are we technically called, are we each a cold expectation?
Yeah, we're, yes. Cold, colder, and coldest.
Got it.
The coldest.
How many incarnations, like how many configurations, that's the right word?
Yeah, I want to, not counting like when band members change, but I feel like it's been three incarnations. We started out as a sort of a four-piece country band, mostly acoustic, a lot of acoustic guitar. Mm-hmm. We morphed into a bigger band with pedal steel, and that was more of like a Flying Burritos brother kind of thing, where it was really raucous and really hard to hold together, but that was fun while it lasted. And then right before the pandemic, we pared things down, we simplified, went to a three-piece, we wrote all brand new songs, because without a pedal steel and a second lead guitar player, or a one lead guitar player, none of our old songs worked. So we wrote a whole bunch of new material and proceeded ahead on this new direction, which I think is really working for us.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
good. Yeah. Very good. So you did play the new single
mm-hmm.
this evening. Tell us more about the new single.
Go ahead.
Who, me? It is called Hey Compromise. And it's not like I wrote it or anything, but...
Hey, we worked on it together. And this was another thing as an evolution of a band. Jill became an excellent editor, and we became more involved with working on songs together. So definitely co-songwriting credits, taking my sort of complicated, confusing storyline and make it have an actual beginning, middle, and end. And we just finished filming a video for it, which will be coming out in a few weeks too. It's just we wanted a fast, upbeat, power poppy song that had some interesting things to say. So hopefully we achieved that.
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent.
And then it worked out that I ended up singing more than Steve did. So it was mm-hmm. kind of hilarious. Like, I'm not the lead singer.
Right. But we
but
sort of
suddenly
turned it into a he sings, she sings kind of thing.
Do you see that direction more ooh. Going forward?
Not really.
I was gonna. Joella just like shook her head. No,
I don't think so.
But you sing on more of these songs than you used to. When we were the bigger, sort of more complicated all country band, you were just sort of focused on the bass and little harmonies. Now you're pretty much singing in every song.
I guess so. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all growing, and I'm trying.
We're all growing up.
Yeah. She's being so humble.
Yeah, true. I mean, I'd usually slide in some random cover that might get performed like once, but now we've been doing the one thing a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got to tell you, that is one of my personal favorite
In
excess songs.
Oh yeah,
and it's a lot different the way you did it without that obvious keyboard hook all the way through.
Yeah. No saxophone, no keyboards.
Saxophone, no keyboard. But like the guitar treatment for the song is cool. Very different and brings out something more ethereal in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've added some of that floaty guitar that you're talking about. It is challenging to take a band that's a six-piece down to a three-piece. Yeah. And yes, we do rely on a lot of pedals. And it's been fun to do. It's your karaoke song, isn't it?
So, you know when like you stand around with your friends and you don't know if anyone does karaoke or not? Like, well, if you had to do karaoke, what would be the song that you sang? Well, that's mine. Yeah. So I basically do karaoke with a band. With my one song that I can do.
That's one of my karaoke songs, too.
Wow, wow. Excellent.
Yeah. I was tempted to jump in the studio there with you.
Yeah, that would have been something.
It really would be. Yeah. We'll try it sometime.
Joel would have decapitated me.
Probably. I would, yes.
Invading his space.
Yeah. So you are now currently part of the Red on Red Records roster.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How was that feel for you guys? Because that roster has been just growing exponentially over the course of this year.
Yeah, it just goes to prove that Justine, who formed the label, don't sit around waiting for something to happen, just make it happen. And she saw a need for a label that was signing and promoting and helping bands that needed a stronger voice or platform. And we were lucky to have gotten in sort of on the ground floor with that. And it's just been great. It's just been sort of like what I've always envisioned out of a music scene is to, you know, bands that sort of stuck together. You weren't all alone on an island. And I've been in bands like that where you just, you know, you don't know any other bands. And it's been really a lot of camaraderie, which has been really great, and put shows together and put records out and enjoy all those perks.
So were you part of the, like, I wanted to call it a showcase, but it was like four red on red bands. And you were part of that show, right?
Well, not
last week.
No, but we're doing one because we're doing one at the end of the month.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yes,
that makes more sense.
There are a lot of them, and which is kind of fun. So it's always like a slightly different cast of characters or different bands, and it is nice that also the roster bands will like make shows with each other. So we'll be playing with who are we playing with? We're playing with Justine. And
Speed Fossil
and Stupidity is coming in from Sweden, and
Andrew Gillis.
I'm like, I'm still missing one. Yeah. So we're all playing together on the 29th of October at the French Club in Waltham. And though that's another little showcase. And yeah, last weekend, Justine and the Chelsea Curve and Linnea's Garden and Kid Gulliver all play together.
Okay.
Hamina. Yeah.
I could have sworn I saw Cold Expectations on those flyers, but I was wrong.
No, not that time. We played in the summer, the summer showcase that was out at Revolution Hall in Lexington.
Okay.
We played that one.
And you DJed that last weekend.
I was a last minute DJ for last weekend's.
I did see that.
Very last minute DJ.
I did say you got to keep the DJ skills sharp.
Mm-hmm. I know, right? So that was very fun. A lot of possibly some recycling of former recorded MFO shows.
You played Gretchen Shea.
I did.
And Crystal Canyon.
I played their latest release, Skeleton Closet.
Mm-hmm.
And other bands that we play here on the town all the time.
Supporting that local music scene. That's what it's all about.
It's
what gets you down here, and it gets us out and about as well. So it's all positive vibes.
Right.
Excellent. Rocking. So other than the October show, when's the full length coming out?
Oh, you know, when it's ready.
The $100,000 question.
So you don't have like a timeline yet?
Early 2023.
Okay.
Like by March or April, I'm hoping. It's just been a process to get it all fully mixed to the standards that we needed at. We didn't want to rush it. And we did get the Hey Compromise single mixed and mastered in advance. And then instead of trying to cram in all the other songs, we just wanted to take our time and get it out properly in 2023. And it's going to include all the digital singles that haven't been available on hard copy CD. So it's basically a culmination of everything we've been working on for the past couple of years. So it'll be nice to have it finally finished.
Oh, excellent.
You know,
excellent.
We don't want it to suck. So the standard of don't have it suck is very high with this band.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, of course.
So yes, one more single gets released today, and then we'll finish it all up at the beginning of the next year.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming, Earn.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having
us. And playing take the Skinheads bowling too. Dang.
Yeah,
it's fun. But we did. We prepared that one like maybe 4 years ago for a show, just because we needed to fill it up with something that people would like jump around to.
There was some Skinhead stuff in the news at the time for some reason.
It worked
there was
out.
Some sort of
yeah. It was the Charlotte situation.
It's about as political as we get.
Oh yeah. Wow!
But
it's been that long.
It's been a while.
Wow!
But we didn't plan it. It just worked out that we had worked it out, and then that hit the news, and we're like, all right, well, this is perfect timing then.
Yeah,
we'll play.
And what made you want to play it here?
It's still fun. Everyone likes it. and I like it. We like it.
Yeah, and we sort of made it our own. You know, I listened to the original. It's got like fiddle in it, and like we really don't. And it's got the ethereal guitars, the chimey stuff that you were talking about earlier. So it makes it more our sound, and it's just fun. It's just fun, and it's fun to play live. And we just wanted to basically replicate and get a really good recording of our live shows. So that's another reason why we included it.
Yeah.
Well, that will certainly help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you guys for playing. Nice seeing you back here in the station, Joellen.
Yeah, nice to be here.
We've been back in the studio for a few months now, and you've been busy with this thing
I know.
We haven't had you behind this mic, but it's all good.
Yeah,
you're like a star.
Seriously.
Star. No, yet. No, don't say
yet.
That
yet.
Again.
Yet.
Don't say that yet. Again.
Okay. Oh, man. I will let you guys break down and all of that stuff.
Cool.
Hope you enjoyed it. And hopefully, maybe, we'll actually hear this recording out there in the Weberverse.
Yeah, it'll be
our personal favorite band camp here.
Yes, it'll be out soon. And in the meantime, come to the French Club in Waltham on the 29th. Stupidity is coming all the way from Sweden. So the least you could do is, come from your couch and come on.
Yes.
I have to get off my couch.
Yes.
Get off your couch.
They are
it'll
a real
be fun.
Treat. They yeah, don't,
you,
they don't
you,
tour
you
every
You must
day.
Get off your couch because Joellen is getting off of
Dressed like a rock star. Dressed like a rock star. Cheap drinks at these French clubs, these things. And lots of good friends, lots of good times.
And it is a costume party if you want to wear a costume. If you want to just come as your own rocking self, feel free.
All right. Thank you. Where can people find you? Sorry. I feel like I'm trying to push you out of here, but I'm like, no, wait, people got to find you.
It's all good. The Red on Red Bandcamp page is where all our songs and videos are. So I direct people there to redonredrecords.bandcamp.com. We're also on Facebook and Instagram as Cold Expectations.
Excellent. Yep. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
rock on, everyone.
All right.
That's all we got.
All right. Thank you very much to Cold Expectations. Here is Jack.
Never gonna be your girl friend. 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 Girlfriend is a word that I very seldom heard, so I split it into two, 'cause I'm not that into you. Boyfriend is a guy who's mysterious and shy, but it's never gonna do, 'cause I'm more of that than you. Never gonna be your girl. Never gonna be your girl friend.
Sunshine Riot would just say so. Before that, we have Broken Head with So Hollow, the Amplifier Heads with Space Cadet, Miles Death Muffin, Pride of Lions, and I started off with Jack with Never Gonna Be Your Girl, Friend. Yes, you've been listening to On the Town with Mikey D. Thank you again to Cold Expectations for playing this evening. But stay tuned next week, because we will have, who will we have? We'll have Lils here behind the console, and the Jacklights will be performing. So that's going to be fun. So tune in next week. It's going to be great. All right. I'm going to close everything out with a very time-appropriate song. And it's reverse. And the song is called October. 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 October is what you say when you're from Boston. Yes. All right. I'll see you next time. Here is reverse. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.